Good afternoon, morning, evening, or night. Good afternoon, morning, evening, or
night.
Good afternoon, morning, evening, or night, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Jar Media Podcast. This is episode 370 of the Jar Media Podcast. I am James. I'm joined with Jamie and Alex.
We got high energy, James, this morning.
This is fucking freezing. The window is cold in here.
Cold? I just got warm. I'm warm.
Boy, take your fucking clothes off then. You're multi-layered.
I got two layers on. I got the under and I got the over.
But then take the over off.
But it's just a... I could, but it'll look like I'm in my jammy jammies. In my tidy whities.
Your whities.
My tidy whities. What do you call them? Tidy whities. What are they? What is it?
Tighty whities.
It's like, tighty, it's a thong.
Oh.
No, it's not a thong.
Was it whities or
whities?
White, because they're white. Whities.
Yeah, they're like,
I feel like white's a bad
they're
colour
like
to
Walter
pick from
White.
No, really? Yeah, saying that, I've never had white underwear.
I've never had white underwear.
It's stupid. It's
outside
black.
Of being like in year four, wearing tidy whities.
I never did.
I had some tidies. For my little whities.
Why do you call them tidy whities?
Because Alex's were always tidies. He never shat himself in them.
Lies.
Yeah, it probably is lies. Like, all underwear should be beige.
Beige? No, it should be brown.
Well, no, beige covers pee and poop.
Mm-hmm. When you get that bit of piss dribble when you... No, this is the thing what I really hate is when you're at the urinal.
2 minutes 40.
You're standing at the urinal, right? And you're like... You do the old tactic where you wiggle it a bit. But then you go down, lift your testicles up because that drops loads more piss. And then
you got to do that. Yeah, if you don't do that, then you're a disaster.
You're dangerous. But then you wiggle your cock a bit more. And it's like, you're everything's out. Then you put it in and loads dribble out. It's like, what?
You need to do some more kegels, my friend.
Kegels?
Yeah. Don't you kegel and mew at the same time?
What the fuck is kegel? What's a kegel?
A kegel is when you tense your sexual part.
I'm doing
part.
It right now. I'm normally doing it when I'm not talking.
It's when you tense your sex, you tense your cock or pussy.
It's good for your bladder or something. And your ability to shoot semen.
Oh, that's how that guy like shot his semen like a bus length.
He's been doing kegels for years.
Do you know what?
Kegeling and kegeling and kegeling.
Do you
not
remember when we had that funny discussion when we were in school about the Guinness World Record of the man? The record this one guy has of
nothing,
the fastest
the
nut and the longest distance nut.
Right.
And it's like could nut on the ceiling.
Wasn't there that guy in Japan who he got the world record for jerking off the longest, then he died?
I don't think he died. He's alive. His job is nut is jerking off. He's
it
edging.
Was like days and days and days.
Yeah, ugh,
wrong.
Like, non-stop. I remember seeing a video of...
Yeah, the guy, his wife is like doing housework and he's literally just sat there jerking off in a VR with VR on. This man's
well,
going out.
This was pre-VR. He just had like a little old school TV.
I was just jocking.
Are you looking forward to the Apple Vision gooners being like...
It's already
normal.
Thing.
No, but like accepted. Because we're in that stage right now where people are like early adopters. That's crazy. That's wrong. Mm. We're in the like AirPod stage, you know? Which like, I'm never going to...
Yeah.
Bluetooth headphones. You look like an Android. And now everyone wears them. You don't even think about it.
And the VR, the goon... We, as a society, we are entering the goon escape era.
We're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
Like in the midpoint of the evolution, you know, we're like... Getting there.
And then we are just going to be
amphibious.
We're
half gooners.
Be sat there gooning all day with VR. So you don't need real relationships, you can just goon with VR.
Well, what you should be doing is gooning to Jarcast episode 370.
Don't goon to Jarcast episode 370, please.
Too late, bro.
If someone's sitting there with an Apple Vision PR pro,
someone has gooned to an episode before, like straight up.
Well, yes, because we know someone's fucked a Jar. Someone's fucked to Jar.
That's different to gooning.
Someone's jerked off to Jar.
That's fine, though, but these are different silos. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying, if someone has a nine screen goon setup, eight of them are porn, one of them's a Jarcast, does that count?
Yes.
That does count, kind of, but that's also like...
But it has to be the central one you're looking at.
It's like the overstimulation thing where it's like, I'm gooning right now, but I also need that little bit of bandwidth I've got in the back of my mind for a podcast to be playing.
Yeah. Someone's I don't want to feel like I'm wasting my time. Like,
Yeah, I gotta maximize this
efficiency.
I'm your host Alex, joined by Jim and James. Before we get too deep into the episode, let me shout out that Jam Media patron that makes the audio version possible. And if you're a certain tier or above, Dibby, I believe, you get your names read out in the first or second week.
And sometimes there's some extras.
Every now and again, there's little extras. There was last week, I cut out about 15, 20 minutes of the cast that
I can't flow. I can't even remember what I was talking about. I have no clue about anything I say on the cast.
Tell me how you feel about this, but I quite like the idea of, not on days like this, where we've got to do a two in one day, but we don't normally have to do that. I quite like the idea of almost warming up 15, 20 minutes. Say whatever, there's no, kind of like the old days, no structure. Just whatever's on your mind for 20 minutes. Clip that out. Put the warm up on Patreon as a little extra. I've done that a couple of times. There probably won't be one for this week because of what I just said about having to do two.
We are busy.
Get your Tim stickers and all that and all this. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty fresh. Feeling pretty fresh.
I'm glad to hear.
Now, you had a shower today?
I had a bath.
No, it's bath
season.
You
had a bath already?
Well, because I was telling James, because I had the flu, and it's really knocked me for a six. Yeah. So I'm getting up at 5 a.m. basically every day, making days seem just crazy long. It's I get up at 5 today, do some errands, do what I need to do, then I look at the watch or whatever, and it's oh my God, it's 9:30. What am I going to do?
Have a 2-hour bath?
I was I was feeling anxious. So I was you know what? I'm just going to run a bath. I'm going to make some ginger tea. And I'm just going to sit in the bath and read a book. And that was awesome.
I sit, when I have a bath, I'll lay in the bath and it'll be Metal Gear Solid lore or Elden Ring lore.
Yeah.
And just sitting there. No, just laying there. Consuming lore.
I like having a good... Yeah. Well, because that thing you got me a few Christmases ago, that thing you can put over the bath... Got my iPad, where if you got something good,
I like how unironically it's become the best thing I've ever bought, Alex. It's not the £100 fucking bidet I bought that's in the corner. It's the fucking 15 quid tray off of Amazon that I bought.
It constantly, bro. Watching Invincible in the bath. Oh, this is good. This is what I'm after.
No, I love looking in the bath and just looking at my legs. I just fucking zonk out and look at my legs.
Your legs.
So I've got nothing else to look at.
I look at the mould rings on the ceiling while listening to
it. Yeah,
I wear bits of toilet paper and I splat them on the ceiling. That's a goodie.
I remember when we were kids just going outside one day and you were there with a bucket of water and multiple rolls of toilet paper. And I was what are you doing? And you were just launching wet toilet paper at the back wall of our house. Aiming for your bedroom window, trying to splat them on the window. So then we just had toilet paper splattered on the walls for years.
This is the thing. How did you get away with it? My parents would have fucking screamed.
I would have timed it when the parents went around or something.
See, I never had
ideas.
I did
it a couple times in the bathroom. Actually, not even outside.
just straight up. Ceiling.
Some Dennis the Menace stuff,
Yeah, how did you discover that?
Good question. I don't want to take the credit. As a young lad, I must have seen it. So it would have been in the grotesque toilets at school.
Yeah.
That would have been where I got the idea in secondary school.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because they were caked with all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there was that whole alleyway with the gum.
The jelly. I don't get... Did they not realise how expensive those jelly coups were? Nowadays, you're buying a £3 pack of jelly and throwing it at a ceiling. How did kids then afford to go out and buy a pack of 70p jelly?
Wow, we go to the supermarket and spend 20p to get a basic bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
£1 could get you 10,000 calories.
Yeah.
And nowadays...
It's insane. Do you remember the midget jams? 33p for a decent bag.
Put a pin in that, because is that the moment you're officially old?
Yep.
When you're talking about things used to
back
be
back in my day, they used to have shillings and threepence and
a sort of sixpence.
No, I don't think about money because it depresses me on a pretty extreme level. Not just because houses are cheaper. It's
the economy in general.
No, Japanese cars are cheap. Like, imagine going out and then smashing a car up that's worth 50 grand and then buying another one the next day for 20p. And then you do it again.
50 grand now.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just like, imagine being in a time when you can buy shit Japanese cars for nothing. And it's like, now I have to spend
money. It's the classic, though. You don't know how good it is till it's gone.
I know. And it's like, I'm always going to be jealous of the people who are like mid-30s. It's like, you've got the good age. Shut up and you've got a house. Go away. I'm moody.
Guys, let's do some housekeeping. And there was some... Normally I have a little peruse in the comments, but after the Sting controversy, I was not even willing to look at the comments last week until collecting some of the replies from the comment section and rounding off some of those conversations. Like this one from Shumalu 5801. No Sting or PB Magical? How could you ruin the Sting saga? Joe Dick Kirsch replied to that saying, can't say I'm surprised that the elites would cancel such biting socio-political satire as the Sting saga. Benido said, we want Sting, we want Sting. Scheibeck says, Sting joins A Song of Ice and Fire and Berserk as masterpieces that will never have an ending. Elijah says, old Alex would have finished the quadrilogy. Shake my head. Ooh. Now,
shaking my head.
Just going to stop on that one for a second. First off, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Old Alex? Old Alex would have done something even more annoying. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah, that's a definite. I don't think Sting 2 ever would have come out.
Yeah. Or would have become like something else.
Yeah.
Sting 1 part 2.
Yeah. Yeah, Renegade. It would have been that for a long time.
BChaseVids8133 says, new jar viewer, why are the titles and thumbnails always so random? Am I missing something? James?
We don't go by the laws of YouTube. We do not submit to the Lord Algo. We do not submit to the God of YouTube. Mm-hmm. We do our own thing. We do stuff that doesn't get views.
Yeah, exactly. Look. You know, we could probably double, triple the listeners if we just had, like, Sneaker in the thumbnail the next one. Yeah. If we had H3 Drama in the thumbnail the next one, or anything like this, you know? Mm-hmm. But we are men going our own way.
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not.
We've always been aligned with the correct side of history.
Exactly.
No, I would rather not be.
Okay, let's talk about H3 Drama then. So the latest in the H3 world is sort of...
I know, I don't like drama. Like, I hate drama.
Like, no, online drama or any kind of drama. Well, yeah, I don't like it either.
No, because I work with someone who constantly talks about the news, like news headlines and like all the things he sees online. It's just like, all you do all day is talk about drama. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I would rather like watch a lore video on Final Fantasy 15 than watch anything to do with the news. Please. Drama. But look, she's a drama cat.
I'm okay with like interpersonal drama, but I get what you're saying about like being obsessed with depressing headlines and whatnot. There have been times where I've had to like reel back from
the news.
Yeah, I'd say especially the most nihilistic I've ever been, like 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, just that period. Yeah.
No, it
is. That was definitely more of like a doomer, like...
I'm a bit of a doomer.
I am as well. Everything tells me to be a pessimist, but I live my life as an optimist. I feel like that's the only option.
Everything is like... I generally think that the way media and news is structured it's supposed to make you a doomer.
Like, it's supposed to make you angry. It's supposed to make you...
outraged.
Scared.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, the moment, it's like I remember being in a hotel like in January and it's just like, oh, let's watch TV and put on the news. And it was just like, oh, this is an in-depth story about someone getting murdered and it's really fucking gross. And it's like, so depressing. It's like, let's not watch this.
Yes.
This is just sad.
It's too much info. It's too much.
It's like, I know that you've got to be realistic and understand that, you know, there's some shit in the world, but it's like, there's a point where you're just not doing yourself any good. You just got to
not actually consume. Yeah, that's what I feel like is the lie in there, is that like, we're kind of sold this idea that you are informed if you're reading the news, you know?
Hmm.
Where like there's this idea where like almost like a superiority thing, where so I read the news, I know what's going on. And if you don't read the news, then you're like somehow lesser or you're not connected or
Yeah, I think especially now as well, not knowing is considered like taboo.
Not having a really strong stance on something, you know, nothing about. Yeah, yeah.
Like if you were just totally uninformed, didn't use any social media, read any news, like a bit of a hermit, I suppose, and you walk out and somehow get into a conversation about X, Y, or Z, whatever's trending at the time, I think you would be perceived as less moral.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is stupid.
It's really stupid. Yeah. My own personal thing view here is we might be more connected as a species, but we should be less connected. You should be less connected to everything.
Yeah,
but it's better for you as a person. You aren't always going to be as depressed.
Yeah, I think
like
for
you,
me,
you're not on any of the social medias. Are you happier since not using Twitter or Instagram?
I don't think life is that simple.
And it's not like you don't use any social media. You use YouTube a lot.
I use YouTube. I only use YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube's definitely my number one, for sure.
Yeah. I like learning about things I like. I don't like being informed about things I have no power over. Because that's the biggest irony of it. Like you can believe whatever you want to believe, but it's kind of meaningless in the grand scheme. Like no morality plays into it because you have no control over that system. Like,
and there's also the layer of like this discussion is a waste of time because we can't even agree on the basic fundamentals of like reality. Like you can basically form your own worldview from like random sources you pick yourself. And
well, yeah. So everyone is wrong and right at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't fault someone for believing different things because they've been exposed to different truths.
I can't remember which Greek philosopher said it. A wise man knows he knows nothing. I feel like that's such a great foundation. Like, don't even like pretend that you like know the complicated socio-political dynamics of what's going on in the world because you read an article. Like, let's be real.
Because you were told what to believe by the robot. The Al-G rhythm from...
But then we're stuck in a place where, like, no one believes anything. Can't trust anything. All these, like, institutions, like, aren't trusted by anyone. So it's like, what even is...
don't. Wake up and, like, just eat some granola. Don't look at anything else. Just eat some granola and go about your day.
Wake up and fast, because it's Ramadan.
Just a couple more here. This one from Seafoob. I watched a salmon getting skinned by a bear. Looked to be in pain to me.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, well, that was kind of my point.
That was my point. We were talking about fish, for some reason, getting, like, sidelined. Like, yeah. They probably don't feel pain, maybe.
And bugs and stuff. It's like... Well, I mean, they kind of act like things hurt, so to them, things hurt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And...
Everybody hurt.
Finally, a gaming entity says, Alex, please read Dune. The book and film are completely different. You saying Messiah is more political than the first book is wrong. The first book is a political drama. Denis changed that, and Messiah will also be changed. You would absolutely love the book. It's a completely different experience. Please at least give it a try. I know this sounds pretentious, but the Dune movies are basically Dune Light. There is so much more going on in the books than in the movies. They're way more philosophical and psychological. The movies simplify the characters, universe, and story, remove most of the political intrigue and complex themes, as well as basically all the Death Note style plans within plans within plans. The movies are way more Star Wars-y than the book. The books are completely their own thing. I get this is a super dickhead thing to say, but the Dune movies aren't really proper adaptations. It's not really possible to properly adapt Dune into movies. It needs to be a TV show. It's like trying to adapt Game of Thrones into a movie. Read the book. The movies simplify everything so much. If you like the universe, you're doing yourself an enormous disservice by not reading it. The movies don't even go into the AI stuff, which is sort of the core of the Dune universe and its story. It's also very easy to read if you aren't used to reading books because it's written more in a journalistic style. Because Frank Herbert was a journalist.
I've been looking at a lot of reviews on Dune, and it's just like I get this thing where it's just like those people are like, oh, but it's not like the books. It's like you can't adapt the books into a movie. Then he did a great job in actually making that shit palatable to the wide audience. And it's they'll never, in no timeline, will there ever be an actual accurate Dune movie. Because normies don't fucking want an actual Dune movie. They don't want that.
It's pretty heady sci-fi.
Yeah, and normies don't want that. It's a miracle that the movie's even succeeded in the first place, unless we will.
Yeah.
Then he did a great job actually being like, oh, how to actually make this likable.
Yeah. And I get where this fella's coming from. Like, yeah. He's not saying the films are bad. He's just saying...
It's not. It's
the
not
books
accurate.
Are... They are something different. They are something richer, and you can only achieve certain things in that style of storytelling. But for me, after the movies... Because I'm awful with, like, names in particular and remembering names. Really good with imagery and faces and remembering people's faces. But as far as names, I tried reading the Dune book after part one came out. Read a few chapters and was like...
Got a bit lost.
First, I didn't understand. I was like, what's this, like, prose style? Why is it written this way? Because I didn't know about this. He was a journalist
for
the fact, so... The way it was written was, like, not gelling with me. But now I feel like I have the basic, like, concepts and, like, all the nerdy ideas of, like, what a Bene Gesserit is, you know, what all these different concepts
are.
Well, you know, just all these details and just overlapping concepts and ecology and all this nonsense. I feel like I'd have a better chance reading it now.
Because I was going to say seem to remember you did start it at one point.
Yeah, well, I found I'm just not very good at reading fiction. I just am better at reading nonfiction for some reason.
More interested.
Well, I think it's kind of ironically what you were saying earlier was I like learning new info about the real world, even if it is big, overbearing systems I have no control over. Like I'm reading like a depressing book about Britain right now. But I like that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. I'll get around to it eventually. Because the sequels and like reading their plot outlines are like, oh, this is like wacky. Frank went mad. And all the like planning where like you get these like crazy world building payoffs by like book four. That, like was set up in the first book. It's like, oh, this is really cool, like what you've done here. But yeah. So I got a couple of things. First one. Mm-hmm. And this is old. This is old. And almost unfortunate to be bringing back up, but I made this connection recently. And I feel like it's made some things make sense in my life. Madagascar. We all know what those movies have done to me.
Mm-hmm.
How they've rotted me. Yep. How they've poisoned me.
Yep.
And I thought this Madagascar thing was instilled from the 2006, 7 movie, whatever the fuck, whenever it came out. I thought it was instilled from that piece of shit film. But I remember something. Growing up on Jersey Island, we'd frequent Jersey Zoo. I happened to Google Jersey Zoo the other day and look through the website and whatnot. What do they specialize in? Madagascan animals. So we'd go and we'd see the Madagascan animals multiple times a month in Jersey Zoo, planting the seeds, seeing the lemurs, seeing all the Madagascan animals.
Psyop.
I was psyoped. I was groomed by Jersey Zoo.
Yeah.
Into loving mad. And I just wanted to tell you guys that.
Yeah, but do you know what's more important? It's a Madagascan vanilla. Do you like that?
Of course.
Good.
But I didn't know about that till a bit later.
Oh, that's a fucking bummer for you, bro. That shit's...
But there was that deleted scene where King Julian feeds Mort some Madagascan...
Vanilla
custard. Ice cream. Custard, sorry.
I love vanilla.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty crazy. Pretty interesting.
Well, it kind of proves that we don't have choice.
Oh please, we're not getting into this. I don't want to go over this. We don't have choice. We do have
choice.
This
week's guest is
just
Sam Harris, and he's going to talk about free will for 3 hours.
Just because your past decides your future and it creates who you are doesn't mean I'm living my day-to-day decided by what I've experienced prior.
Yeah, it does.
You have free will. You are just who you are. and your experiences make you who you are. So naturally, that is a consideration.
How much choice do you have? You can still do what you want.
Nothing's stopping me from sticking my finger up my ass, but me.
Okay, do it right now.
I can't do it right now. I've got a pooey ass.
But you're always going to say that anyway.
Exactly.
No, that's not true. It's not true at all.
Yeah, because you were saying it in response to my stimulus.
That you have free will.
You just are who you are, bro. I'll
tell you what I am. A very disturbed individual. I'm sorry, guys. I told you I had the flu, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm lying in bed.
Have you shat yourself?
No, but I puked myself quite a few times.
Did you puke the bed?
No, but I had to do the old, like, I feel it building. Let's put the duvet light so it's not going to get in the way for when I know I'm going to have to launch.
Yeah.
I made it to the bowl each time. Even had the horrible dry heaves.
That's the worst bit.
I've never had dry heaves. Actually, I did when horrible. I got pissed that one time.
Yeah, it sucks. But anyway, what am I talking about? Yeah, I'm lying in bed trying to heal from the flu, right? From the man flu. I don't know. It put me in this mood where, like, nothing is scratching that itch for me. I don't want to do anything. Just the flu, you know? I can't do anything. So I opened Disney Plus, right? And I'm like, you know what? What's going to put me to sleep? Let's just put Family Guy on. This shit's going to put me to sleep. I put it on. I don't know if it's the flu or what. It was a funny episode. It was a funny fucking episode, bro. I'm serious. And it was a modern one. Like season 22 or something. I'm like, hold up. This ain't right. This ain't right.
Did you watch more?
So I watched more. I did fall asleep a couple times. So, like, I wake up and, like, my iPad's run out of battery. And then I, like, recharge it and look. And it's like I've watched, like, 3 seasons, like, in my sleep.
Yep.
So I'm probably going to be dreaming about that guy. But, yeah, I thought I had to shout that out. Because I went from one episode of The Cleveland Show. That was it. And was like, this is unwatchable. This is like impossible to sit through. And then think like, oh, Family Guy's like the same. Nah.
Would you say masterpiece?
The episode I watched was a masterpiece.
Genuinely.
Like I was like laughing.
Like belly.
And I was like going in like it's like, you know, wanting to laugh at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we would put that episode on like last year at some point. And was like, this is... Oh my god. But I guess that's just that TikTok fucking...
Yeah, maybe now that all of our like attention spans and accumulated brain rot has increased to such a degree that we can respect Family Guy for the ahead of the curve.
And I guess it's almost like perfectly written in a way for when you're in like a disturbed state. Because like you can fall asleep for 10 minutes and return and like it doesn't matter. You know, you don't need the context, you know, so it's kind of perfect for like if you're rapidly losing brain cells, I guess.
Yeah. I made a discovery because I, a few months back, started watching Family Guy season 1.
Wait, did you actually?
Yeah. And in an early episode, Brian has to go to a dog show and he thinks it's demeaning.
Right.
And they mispronounce his name.
Brain.
Call him Brain.
Oh, really?
And I was like, wait, shit. That's our brain thing. Brain death scene. So, like, it's in Family Guy lore.
That's one recurring gag that does get me is whenever they make Brian do something that an actual dog would do.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny whenever they put that one out.
He was a totally different character, though, originally. He wasn't just Seth MacFarlane.
He wasn't just a self-insert for Seth.
Yeah, yeah. He was like a human dog, you know?
Yeah.
An alcoholic human dog.
What's Peter's voice like in the OG? Is it like the same?
It's pretty similar, yeah.
It's not like a Homer thing.
No, Seth MacFarlane kind of had that down from the get-go.
I believe he like... That was his first voice. Like when he was born. Mm. Like,
that's his like, natural voice.
That's his natural voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even Stewie.
Yeah. maybe he's like the guy from that movie. the split.
James McAvoy?
Yeah. Like the character.
You know? Ah, yes. The Beast.
He actually becomes them.
He becomes the Beast. Yeah.
Yeah. The Beast, Brian.
And the other main thing I wanted to shout out, and it's another, like, just going back into the past, like, this shouldn't be happening. Been playing Destiny 2. Hear me out.
No.
This is... Now, the stuff that's happening at Bungie and Sony right now is crazy. Like, I'm hyped because all this stuff that's happening in the business side of things is like, oh, I know my... That last Destiny video is going to be so fucking juicy and good. I'm very confident in that. I've already got docs and, like, writing, building up, because there's just so much, like, that's happened with this company. Like, as far as, like... there was a recent Sony earnings call where the new interim CEO being very candid about Bungie, saying, like, yeah, they basically take no responsibility for their budgets, and, like, this whole situation is, like, crazy to me. They spent, I think it was, like, $3 billion buying Bungie for their live service expertise, and then that's completely fallen through. They've got no expertise, and now Sony has to run Bungie, basically. And the whole idea was, let's buy Bungie so they can kind of lead this live service charge for our suite of new Sony games.
Yeah. And they don't know shit.
Yeah. Well, like,
oh my God.
I don't know how that happened, how that much money was spent on that company, because it was not worth it. And it's honestly one of the greatest scams ever pulled in the fucking games industry. Yeah. It's actually mad.
Yeah.
Like, the money. And all the people are leaving now. The current director of Destiny is leaving. He announced he's leaving. One of the head honcho guys is leaving. It's like a disaster.
But of course, I think it goes to show the distance between people who play video games and, like, the companies.
The people making the decisions, yeah.
Make,
but it's like, you'd think fun. Even at that high level where you're putting, not hundreds of millions, because, like, Sony, they bought studios for hundreds of millions. They bought Insomniac for something like 50 million or something. It was like a fraction of what they paid for Bungie. And no one's pre-ordering the final shape. People are panicking. The studio morale is extremely low. There's so much pressure on the final shape doing well.
Mm-hmm.
There's still months and months. It's not out till summer. There was, like, a reveal stream for this interim bit of panic content. They've, like, rushed together. They've, like, rushed together a horde mode to release in April. And that's supposed to be, like, their thing. And they're, like, cutting prices to silver. They're putting, like, Ghostbusters skins and shit in, because Sony owns Ghostbusters, and it's like, we gotta get some fucking movement in this, because how the fuck are we gonna make $3 billion from Bungie? Like,
yeah.
How? They don't have a Destiny sequel in development. They have Marathon in development, which they're weirdly confident in, for some, like, and there are rumors now of them, like, panic shifting the design to be a hero shooter for Marathon. Another, it's like, bro, this is... This is fucked. Yeah, like, they've been, like, a scrappy, like, panicky studio, like, this whole time. They were that way under Microsoft, they were that way under Activision, and now they're that way under Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the big talking point is, like, what the fuck would have happened if Sony didn't buy them? Like,
yeah,
they've spent all that money. Like,
yeah, shit. I mean,
to Sony, are weirdly the saviors of it.
I kind of feel like Halo 1, 2, and 3 were accidents. You know? That they just got really lucky. I mean, it's not an accident, like, the story and lore and stuff.
It was... I get what you're saying. It was the perfect... I won't say who it is, but I spoke to someone from the dev team who used to work at Bungie.
Yeah.
And I asked him about this. I was like, so how, with the original Halo trilogy, how the hell did that come together? Like, were there less restrictions? Did they... Well, I phrased it like... My impression is that the games industry hadn't figured out quite how much money they could make from it yet. Mm. So it was that perfect time where, like, they hadn't figured out the online pass, they hadn't figured out microtransactions or any of the stuff. They had, like, map packs or whatever, but that was about as far as it went.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it very much was way more scrappy. Teams were smaller. And he described it as Camelot. He said that people like devs around that time said it was like Camelot of like mm-hmm. industry and design, and it's just too big, it's too bloated, and there's too much money being spent and made now.
Yeah.
Like yeah, Dragon's Dogma just came out and is like full of microtransactions, and they like sneak micros into Resident Evil games after the reviews have gone out.
That's a classic EA and Activision thing.
So I think there was there was something about that time frame, like early 2000s to
the Wild West,
2009, where it's like an emerging young industry, and it was like Microsoft was funding them for a while, and they were clashing, and they got Halo 2 and 3 out of it. So something about that worked. But yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like they... Like that line in Halo 3, like, they were just riding on luck.
Yeah.
For a while, and then Destiny happens, and that luck was...
They also had, like... Bungie in the early 2000s, like the talent there was like really integrated and cool. Loads of really good talent. I don't know like who's even there now. Like it's just so big, so bloated, so just like it's like hundreds and hundreds of people that like work there now. So what are you even doing? And like the game, I'll just briefly mention, they added a like a hoverboard to the game. Which you get for free as a little taster linked to this event. A timed event called Guardian Games, where the whole idea is that the three classes all going against each other to see who can win the most points in order to be crowned the best class or whatever. I've never played this event before, but it happens every year, and it's like notoriously scuffed every year as far as like them tracking. Because like hunters are like weight, like everyone plays hunters, they're the best in PvP, they'd like always win. So it was like pointless and boring. Mm-hmm. And then they like changed the weighting of things. So then like Titans won 1 year. And then this year they like tweak with it more and it all goes wrong. And like the tracking's all fucked and it's like awful. and like the quest system, I really want this hoverboard thing because it'll be funny for footage and it's going to disappear at the end of this event unless you do the specific quest, which has you either do, it's around 200 nightfalls you've got to do. It's either that, you've got to get a top 10% score on a nightfall, which is impossible at this point because all the people playing
a score.
Yeah, they have like there's like scoring systems in nightfalls and whatnot.
And a nightfall is a like extra hard
a strike with like skulls on, basically.
Yeah.
Or open three event packages, which you can only get if you are the winning class and play a game in a specific game mode. So I've done like 30 strikes probably, and I'm like, I've got like 200 out of 1,200 medallions needed to unlock it. It's like, well, so I just can't get it then, basically. And like, this sucks. This fucking sucks. And it's clearly only designed that way to get you to play as much as possible. Like, the people who are in are like, I want that hoverboard thing.
Yeah, so what?
And then you start, and then you're like, "Oh, Sunken Cost, fuck this! This is Mind Games horror. This sucks, and it's really lame because like the hoverboard is broken, which is funny because you can just like fly around like just miles in the air because there's like a grind system. If you click in the right stick, you like grind, but you just can fly. So it, like it just breaks some
Why
of the strikes.
Buy it? It'll become a payable thing, surely.
They will probably do that, but I couldn't find one in the store. I really don't want to buy one, obviously. I couldn't find one. But if that's an option, I guess I'll have to do that. But I really don't want to buy silver.
yeah, middle finger to them. I think, like, Helldivers coming out goes to show how little you actually need to do in terms of live services. It's like...
And that's an ironic one as well, because Sony had no faith in that game.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why it's so good.
Huh?
Because they didn't... think that people would be into, and it's all over YouTube, it's all over like if you play video games and you use any social media, I'm sure your stuff's gonna be filled.
You can't avoid it
because it's become like a, in the culture of video games, it's become an icon immediately. And what is the game really? It's It's fun gameplay.
Yep. That's it.
That's all it needed.
No, people just like fighting hordes.
Yeah, and horde it's like a galactic conquest, so yeah. You kind of have involvement with the community in that regard.
Well, like, I love what the like community managers do on Twitter, where they like tweet like in universe.
Yeah, they're like role playing.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is propaganda. Like,
there have been sightings of this new bug. It's clearly propaganda, like this, kind of thing. That's awesome.
I think they do the same thing with when they do updates.
Mm.
The patch notes are like in lore. Like,
that's cool, yeah.
Things that are changing. Yeah. And this tiny studio, a sequel to a game that like nobody's heard of. Apart from like the three guys that played it
on Vita,
yeah, like
it's the same game though. It's just different perspective. Like the design is the same.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's like 1-to-1 basically.
Yeah.
And
they restarted that game's development like halfway through.
What, two?
Two, yeah. It's been being made for like 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it goes to show, the less you complicate stuff, the more people are inclined to give it time, I think. Because it's not a chore. You know, it doesn't feel like I have to get on and put in a certain amount of time. It's like, when I have the time, I'm going to go on there because it's so
accessible. Well, it's the classic, it's like, speaking of Sony, like in the movie universe, they're all like micromanaging Madame Web, Venom, and all this shit. And like, oh, that lame animated Spider-Man movie's coming out. Oh, that. No one's going to care about that. And then Spider-Verse comes out and it's like, all right, okay.
Yeah. Gets two sequels greenlit immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, wee wee. I have nothing to say about Destiny. All of my comments about Destiny have been long said. And you're further abusing yourself by playing it. And you shouldn't play it.
No.
You know that's the truth.
I don't know that's the truth.
The Destiny players.
I've got to make the video, man.
No, because you're going to make money from it. But Destiny players.
Well, yeah, that's part of what's so like shocking to me, because obviously you see a bunch of like different players in the tower, and I'll look at their gear and whatnot and like their scores of things. I'm like, bro, you are like, if you've been playing this the whole time, like I used to play it for like the 2 or 3 years I played Destiny 1, like you stayed at that intensity for nearly a decade, bro. I don't know how that's even possible. Like,
it's like
it's
like,
crazy.
If you're gonna invest that amount of time, just go play a fucking MMO. You'd get more content.
Well, that's kind of what they sold on, like an MMO Lite. That's always what it's been sold as.
And then, but if you're sinking your time in an MMO Lite, you might as well sink your time into an actual MMO.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
More community, baby.
Well, we'll see you after these messages.
Bye, Bear Bear. Bye, Bear Bear. I do declare, bye, Bear Bear.
Bear Bear shirts and mug available now. Check the description below.
Yeah. Good morning. Hiya.
Is that allowed? Can you do that? Yes. Welcome to the second half of the cast, where we head over to the Jar Media subreddit and answer questions that people leave.
The first question is from Jamie.
Yeah, what's your question, bro?
How are you?
I got Rhea, bro.
Really?
Nah.
Oh.
Woo! That was a full story there.
You know, if you go to the centre of London, right, you can go to a shop that sells sweets and they sell Dobbies.
Bro, everywhere sells Dobbies.
Yeah, but why?
Bro, Harry Potter in Britain, like...
Honestly, if I could go back and change anything, it'd be to murder J.K. Rowling.
Of all people who've ever lived.
because then our country doesn't have to be cursed with Harry Potter. No, I've no interest
never
in Harry Potter.
I remember liking the books when I was a kid.
That's because you're a muggle.
Ooh.
You mudblood. Miniature Ronnie can get us going here, kind of.
Yes.
Spinning it back to the beginning there with the,
tickle, tickle,
the pure misery. Fellow Jarlings, I bring to you a Stingspiracy. With the abrupt and current cancellation of Sting Part 4, the internal Jar timeline makes no sense. The announcement came after a full week of production, more than enough time for the commonly required reshoots. I believe Jar has filmed and edited Sting Part 4 but aren't releasing it as a part of their tax write-off scheme. With Alex mentioning the economy in episode 369 and how rushed the episode as a whole felt, I think Jar is scrambling to maintain their output despite the increasing decline in quality of these big bloated franchises. Sting Part 4 would have been the Avengers Endgame of Jar, and we're being robbed of what we as an audience deserve. Release Sting Part 4. And Timothy Mark 96 replied to that, "Listen here, Buster. Sting Part 4 is dead. Get it through your thick little skull. It's never coming out. And I, for one, am pleased. I don't want to see another sloppily edited shit show like Sting Part 2 or 3 as long as I goddamn live. Now you listen here, buddy. Oh, that's right. You can't, because the sound mixing is so horrendously shit that I can't hear a fucking word being spoken under all that elevator music. No, no. I will not stand for more shovelware-esque slop being crammed into our eyeballs by these Jar hacks until they release the James cut of Sting Part 2. It's out there, I know it. I'm boycotting Jar Media for the next 6 days as a protest. James cut, now!"
I like how they're just describing every episode of Jarcast since episode one.
Looks like Sting's really got them stung.
Yeah, consider yourself stung, I suppose.
Yeah, that's on you, that's not on us.
You just got stung.
Yeah.
Sting this.
I think, assuming we have the like...
None of us get Final Cut.
Well, no. But the know-how to dodge taxes.
Oh, right, you know? Yeah, yeah.
I know how to do that. You know how to do that.
Yeah, we just ask our friend, Jimmy Carr, who is going to be on the next episode.
Yep. Yeah.
Jimmy Carr on Jar.
Jimmy Jar. Little sneak preview.
Biorno Pizza says, "If you each had to name your hypothetical kids something from Alex's dog name list, what would you
do?" I wouldn't. I'd kill the kid
first.
No, I'd kill the kid.
You'd kill your own child before you'd go with my awesome
name. If it was your name, so killing my kid, I'd have to
kill
my kid.
We got to pick one. That's hypothetical. That's how they work.
Okay, what's your give me, Pippin Poppin.
That's a good new one. Is that,
I was going to say.
Pippin and Poppin. I'm going to add that right now. Pippin, Poppin. Oh, there's even more that I've forgotten that I added. I'm going to go with a new one. Laslothia. that's what my child's called, Laslothia. Laz Beltman.
Laz Beltman Lothia.
I think Jim would go Nasty Ninch.
Nast.
Nast or Ninch.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Does the person asking assume that we have memorized all of
them? Yes. They know that you have them all.
Yeah.
I'm going to give James Vociferous. Vociferous House.
Yeah.
That's pretty fire.
House Vociferous.
I'm the house in Harry Potter that just have AR-15s. That's how we wage war.
Finnish George's Sorrel has something for James here. This is a chunky one.
Oh, fuck, don't. Do I look like I have brain cells?
Bro, you've upset people with your Eva rebuild.
Don't skip discussion. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah, just skip it.
Okay. Finnish George. It. I'm going to do what James says and I'm going to
You can
it.
Criticize me on my opinions, but if I don't read them, they don't exist, baby.
It was mostly, there were a few comments about it, but it was mostly about, like...
People just hate
how
the
much it sucks or something. I didn't know I had to see... The thing that put
animation.
Me off big time was someone said about the CG. CG.
No, the CG is actually pretty high quality. I don't know the one about... If they think the CG is bad, they've not seen...
That's, like, the best part. It's, like, the...
Yeah, beautiful, but anime's changed.
Yeah, to...
But
cringy.
Just know the CG in Evangelion is disgustingly good. If you think it's bad, then you've not seen most anime things because the CG in anime is shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But it's fine. I you can still look at all that hand, that beautiful. So when you watch, there's the Berserk trilogy of movies, and they all of the fights in that are CG and they're shit. But I would still recommend it because the hand drawn animation is perfect.
There are Berserk movies.
Yes, the Golden Age arc.
Like different from the show.
No, they're
the same story.
Yes, the same arc.
Oh, okay.
But the movies are great. I've seen it, and people think like, James, the Berserk movies are also shit. Yeah. I can't watch the actual show because Alex has my Blu-ray special edition.
Mm. You know, I put it into my... I think it was my PlayStation when you went borrowing it. And it just wouldn't play for some reason. So, oh, cool.
Did you put the disc in the right way?
Oh, yeah. I tried both ways. I think it's just that PlayStation. Like, I've got to try it on my Xbox, I guess. Ooh, the Valis Syndrome says, hey, Jar Boyers, if gooning became an Olympic sport, which country do you think would take home the gold? And which country
China.
Would... and which country would come dead last? Who has, like, the least access to the internet?
And, like, Myanmar.
North Korea.
They wouldn't be invited, bro.
But when they say come dead last, does that mean they get the gold medal?
Do they come first, surely, then? If it's a gooning competition, the country that comes first loses.
The country comes last comes first.
Yes, yes.
You know?
No, I would generally say...
It's a paradox.
I don't want to say anything... No, I don't want to say anything that is like misrepresenting anyone, but China, it would be China because they've obviously got the biggest imbalance of women to men. So there is gooners, loads of gooners in China.
Yeah,
I forgot about
that. Who are they allowed to goon there? Because it might knock their social credit.
No, it only knocks your social credit if you come.
No.
You've got to knock them.
They're training the Olympic goons.
Yeah.
They are, because obviously they're all watching these Twitch streams. Because that's a lot of the way they do it. So
you lose even more social credit if you like look at Winnie the Pooh Rule 34 as well.
And then who would win? Oh, no, well, I think a lot of European countries would be up there.
Yeah.
Because they're all stamina. Sexual deviants, so they're clearly all gooning.
Like what, France?
Yeah, France.
No, France. Spain. Not France.
Yeah,
they're too
man.
Busy having heart attacks from eating pastries all day.
That's us.
That's me.
They're fucking smoking and...
Yeah, they're staying slender.
From all that fucking.
All the fucking and all the smoking.
Yeah, so it's not going to be France.
No, it'll
like
be France.
Germany.
Germany's too efficient for gooning. They're all about like...
Okay, it's sure. Okay, what about none of Scandinavia because they're too depressed because they don't get any sun. Spain?
You know what, I reckon the UK would do pretty good.
We would do pretty good because we're also depressed.
I think America would do well.
America would do well.
They're pretty gooned.
They are pretty gooned.
Society.
Africa probably not.
Maybe parts of Africa.
Parts of Africa, yeah, South Africa's
what
gooning
if,
nation.
What if, like, Saudi princes get to
take
part? They're going to do well.
No, I don't think they will.
I think Middle Eastern elites will do pretty well.
Depends what they're gooning to, I guess.
Will they be...
yeah, what are the, like, rules?
I mean, you just set the outlines of what the Olympic rules are.
Yeah, because if it has to be kept to all things, like, legal, then they're not going to do too well.
Yeah, but if it's an open book.
Yeah.
Where's, like, Russia in this?
I don't think Russia's a gooning country.
Yeah, they don't really have a gooner vibe.
They don't. They're too busy trying to survive the fucking wilderness.
Vibe. Yeah.
They're typically like going out in their larder and like crashing. A bit of peeing on crash cam footage.
Yeah,
fighting bears.
Yeah, they're typically doing everything
and each other shorts with bears. Like, just whipping out bears.
Oh no, well, cool, consider Japan would also be highly up there because they have some of the most extreme gooners already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
If they're allowed to goon to
hentai.
Yeah.
And they got that whole like perfectionist mentality over there as well. So you can
the Guinness World Record is
they've already won.
they have.
These motherfuckers.
They've got their gold medalist already.
It's like surely Australia won't be high up. They're far too.
They got the goon sacks though.
Yeah, but they're party animals, and that's why they've got the different kind of goon sex. They wouldn't bother.
Yeah, too, like, sociable.
Yeah.
Too sort of
what cultures outgoing. Do you think nut the most?
West America and UK.
Shall I just search who had like which country fucks the most, right?
Oh no, because then fucking and jerking off is different.
Yeah,
but how would you get the stats on that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, surely no. The stats of that would be the country that consumes the most porn.
Mm.
The most porn usage stats. That's the only
but
way.
But like
you'd be,
per
hundred
per capita, not
per capita. Yeah.
Not just in general.
Okay, should I Google it if Alex is Googling some the fuck statistic?
Yeah, I searched 20 countries that have the most sex, right? So you got India, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Belgium, Malaysia, Australia.
But is that per capita?
United Kingdom, I don't know how they're breaking it now. United States, Portugal, Russia, Germany, China, Brazil, Mexico, Greece, Poland.
Wait, are we above America? Like,
We're number 13. US is number 12. So we're like right arm in arm.
Wait. So
there are three more. Number 3 is Switzerland. Number 2, Italy. Number 1, Spain. So I think Europe call was correct.
What in sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because these Pornhub statistics aren't per capita. And obviously, naturally, the UK and America just consume a lot of porn. But I also find the statistics for the categories per men and women quite interesting.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Because Japanese is high on both.
For men and women, you mean?
For men and women.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go.
Let's do a couple more here then before we wrap this guy up. Rip Fluid has one for you, Jim. Just between you and me, you're killing Alex if he turns into a zombie, right? You know what? I give anyone permission to kill me if I'm a zombie.
Wouldn't you prefer to be like a slave? Like a zombie
Shaun
slave?
Shaun of the Dead, like...
Yeah.
Gamer slave.
What?
Or like...
Shaun of the Dead.
Have you on like a treadmill generating like
get the zombies on the treadmills like hamsters.
God, sorry.
I get that.
Yeah, like a windmill.
It's in The Last of Us lore that like you are still alive in there. But you're like buried.
Yeah, yeah.
Well no, but this is well
that'd be kind of fire.
To be buried.
Yeah, to be in like the sunken place and you're like cause those zombies like fucking bucket. They run around and do parkour and stuff. Yeah, I'd be like, get him! Get that asshole!
Yeah. Well, Timothy Mark 96 says, a while ago you boys talked about starting taking a multivitamin and how you really felt the improvement. I was wondering if that's still the case, and if so, which vitamin brand? I've never felt any effects from them myself, but I'm not the healthiest dog in the pound.
Then maybe you should just get healthier then.
So I'm interested in trying something that might actually work. Bear from Australia. No.
It doesn't work because you're in Australia and you've got sun and therefore are happy.
You get sun, which is a big one. Because that's what I was going to suggest is like...
The D.
Get that D, man. Especially if you're a Brit. Anywhere that's overcast, as James said, in Scandinavia, you get 1 hour of sun a day. Yeah, you need that vitamin D.
I have not had vitamins in a while. I just went out and didn't buy any more. And I've not noticed a difference.
Yeah, it's fake. Vitamins aren't real.
The only vitamins you need is lager and some cigarettes. That's literally all you fucking need.
I take a little concoction when I remember. I got my magnesium, I got my zinc, I got my biotin, I got my...
See, all I would say is just drink some ginger shots every now and again. And that's usually fine.
Dude, you're going to get the majority of the vitamins you need, apart from D, which you can only get from the sun, from just, like, eating a balanced diet.
Make sure to eat flapjacks.
Too hard. I like McDonald's too much.
Just eat flapjacks. You've got oats.
Yeah, doesn't it work where like you get like a big bar of Cadbury, eat the whole thing, then you just have the vitamins, so then it's like varied, right?
Well,
that's balanced. Oh,
yeah. You just have to have like a whole tub of vitamins to counteract. What I will say, vitamin gummies quite delicious.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, no, they're really annoying because I wish they just made them without the vitamins so I could eat loads.
Well, they do.
Yeah, just eat a fucking Haribo.
It's a fucking Haribo.
No, they're more special.
Like they are more special. I like eating them because it's just like I eat one and I'm like, I'll eat more.
Yeah.
And I just can't.
But then you eat
and it's
more
like £6 for like 30 and it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Most expensive way of eating gummies.
Yeah, but also it makes you like really ill if you have too many vitamins.
No, but the good thing is CBD gummies have vitamins in as well. So I have those every night.
Yeah, just drink Red Bull. They put vitamins in Red Bull.
Yeah,
they do. Oat milk has loads
like
of vitamins.
There's like valerium in
valerian root.
Yeah, in Monster and taurine and shit.
There you go.
Whatever that'll
save you.
Just drink water. I guess that has minerals in.
Drink water as well. Well, it depends on the water of your local area. And if you're drinking tap water,
obviously the correct strat is to get your bloods done.
Nope, don't do that. There. You'll faint.
What?
That's giving blood. Even then, you probably won't faint.
I don't faint.
Oh, weird. Let's end on this one from NoScope64.
Nice.
How long do you go before replacing your tighty whities? Asking as a friend mentioned their timeline is in the years.
Okay, no, this
what the
is
hell does
no,
that
no, this is the thing. Okay, this is the proper underwear etiquette for a man. It's different for anyone else. So we do. We have day one, day two, turn it on. Okay, cool.
Inside
you've got
out,
2 days.
Yeah.
Day number three, turn it inside out, and do the same. That's four minimum 4 days, and you can get 5 days.
Nice.
Five.
Yeah. Sideways. You shimmy it, so then you got one the bit that's been on your side.
I interpreted it more like, when do you actually replace them wholesale? Like, they're so well.
As soon as they start whipping.
Mine is when it gets the rip where your balls can fall through. That's when I know.
No, because they're not
too late.
No, they normally whip on the sides.
Yeah, they rip.
No, they always rip here for me. They always rip here. Always rip here.
I've never had a pair of underwear rip there.
Yeah, so like I've had like a shower and then got to get dressed and put my underwear on and my balls are just poking up.
What the fuck,
like,
man?
Time to bin these guys.
Yeah, that's some SpongeBob shit. Write a song about it.
Like. Well, like it looks so funny. I was like, I kind of got to take a picture of this, but I didn't.
You know, I had something embarrassing.
Is that the thumbnail? Check these bad boys out.
Oh, fuck.
I got the Star Wars Stormtrooper.
You know what? I'm putting the mic down. But no, they whip there. That's when you know they're gone.
They rip on the
when
by the elastic.
Yeah.
Really? I've never had that happen.
But bro, you're wearing...
That's where they break.
Yeah.
Like, no, they break on the seam, on the crotch.
What are you doing?
With your underwear.
What are you doing? How are you breaking
pulling them up after doing a shit?
Pulling them up? Maybe my bunda, my balls, they're just like so swollen.
Do you like squat a lot? I guess you're sat on like a tiny chair. Like I could see that.
Do you not pull your under? Do you like lay your underwear on your bed and like wiggle into them like a snake so you don't pull them up? Like,
I do one leg then the other and then I pull them up. And then I probably
fart. you just start sending them and you just pull them up. You wedgie yourself in the process.
Man, I wanted the elastic.
That doesn't happen, bro. I've destroyed underwear. Usually lasts like if you wear the same underwear like scientifically, if this were, I think an underwear would fall apart after 120 days.
20 days.
If you wore them 20 days like straight, where they
washing
don't get
them every day, or wearing the same pair without washing them at all.
No, washing them. This is a hypothetical. They're clean.
They're saying you get 20 uses out of every pair of underwear.
Okay, more like 60, I guess. But they're going to break.
It's hundreds. I've had the same like underwear for ages now.
No,
I haven't bought any in like 2 years.
Underwear's a constant thing.
It's pretty.
But you want to wear really nice, fresh, clean, nice new underwear.
Well, but I do wash them.
No, stop. You can't have this discussion without going into the nuances of what underwear. Because we all wear different kinds of underwear. Mine's got to be skin fucking tight.
I wear boxer kinds. Briefs. The ones that cling a bit more.
You know, you want it to be like fucking juiced on, like it's vacuumed.
No, that's horrible.
No.
They get like when they get up in between like.
Do they don't get on
ball crease?
They don't do that.
They do.
You need that though, otherwise you don't want friction burn.
I'm not gonna get friction. What?
No, from the chub rub in.
What? Friction burn like on my balls,
like your chub rub in.
What?
What?
You know your thighs. rubbing together.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Your thighs rubbing together?
Yeah.
Oh, but my thighs don't rub together. I'm skinny.
if I'm wearing like loose ass boxers that go like down to here.
But what the what boxers are you wearing that go down to your knees?
I've got some. Well, I'm not wearing. Like I have some of those for like.
Nah, you want it to cut there. You want to be in line with your knob. That's just that's the
no, not in line with knob because that's pretty much tidy whities.
That's
to,
not.
It is. It comes to like my underwear's down to like here. And they're tight.
Tighty whities don't stop there. They're way longer.
Tighty whities stop like up here.
They're like Borat like.
Oh yeah, no boxers Mr. aren't White. Like that. Those boxers are way longer than that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm wearing boxers. I'm not wearing tighty whities, man. I'm not wearing a man.
That's what we're saying, dog.
The comfiest underwear is the loosest.
No, I can't sleep with that. We've had this discussion about sleep. Cock is moving around.
The comfiest is you got the tighter boxer briefs and then something loose over it. Then you have the shorts. That's like prime. Like in summer.
No, we're talking about just underwear, bro.
In summer, I will do loose shorts with loose underwear.
Too risky, bro.
Yeah?
That is risky.
I'm getting airflow. I'm avoiding...
That's risk reward there, right there.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the thing. How do you get... How is sweat such a big thing for your cock region during the summer?
Swamp crotch.
I don't get that.
I do.
You do, bro.
I don't know. I've had it a few times, it's not a regular thing.
I get worse swamp crotch when driving.
Driving's a bad...
That would be the leather seat, though, wouldn't it?
The leather seat, but also, like, the position.
Yeah,
you're kind of...
Yeah, that's I get
cramming
that.
Everything together, and that's why you gotta pull up, hop out, air out, make it look sexy.
Hop out the four door.
Little damn reference for everybody. but I mean, if the question is how often should you wash your underwear, I mean
it wasn't. It was replacing
before they
your tighty whites.
Well, when they whip.
Yeah, when your balls fall through.
When you're pulling up and you hear a bit of a whip and there's a bit of a hole, throw it straight in the bin.
Nah.
Yes.
Well, sometimes the hole will be forming there. This has happened a couple of times. Like, on the grundle kind of zone. And I'll be like, go out of the shower, getting dressed, and I see the grundle hole and I'm like, you know what? And then I like put my fingers in my grundle pussy and like rip. And I'm like, just... And then I bin it.
Thank you for watching this episode of the John Meteor Podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Keep your tidy whities clean until the balls fall through.